is here with us. What I would like to do is turn it over first to our code enforcement, whoever will be presenting, and the floor is yours.
Good afternoon. My name is Ray Morris, code enforcement officer, city of Dover. I'm filling in for code enforcement officer Matthew Layfield. He wrote out a statement, 715 Vine Street, Narrative. On the morning of April 30th, 2025, 10 a.m., I issued a notice of violation for 715 Vine Street and 720 Vine Street for missing downspout elbow and for damage downspout. International Property Maintenance Code 304.7 adopted by Dover Code of Ordinances. Excuse me. I sent the owner a notice to repair or replace downspout, given 30 days to make repairs. On the morning of May 30th, 2025, 10:07 a.m., both properties were reinspected. The downspouts for 715 and 720 Vine were not brought to compliance. During the follow-up, I was confronted by the owner who stated that she was not given 30 days to make the repairs. I replied, ma'am, I gave you 30 days to make the repairs, and if you had any questions or needed additional time, you should have called the phone number listed on the notice. I returned to my office and issued a citation of $100 for failure to bring the property into compliance within the allotted time period. Matthew Layfield.
All right. Thank you, sir. You're surrendered. Yes. All right. Ms. Price, would you like to provide any information or statement on your behalf?
Okay. So I spoke to the officer on May 30th. I informed him that I was on my way to get the stuff for the repair. He said I had all month to do it and it should have been done. I told him I'm disabled. I only get paid once a month. I'm doing the best I can. I've been here for 20-something years in the same house, and I've never had this issue. Nevertheless, repairs were made by the date requested. I submitted the receipts. I submitted the pictures of it being done. It just wasn't at 10 o'clock. The letter never said it had to be done by 10 o'clock a.m. on that date. I had it completed by, 12:30.
Have we confirmed? Thank you. Yes. Have we confirmed that the repairs are done?
I don't have any information that they were done.
Do you have?
The case is closed.
I was going to say I submitted on
the June. The pictures 6. Are done? I mean, you have the repairs have been done?
Yes.
Into compliance?
It has been brought into compliance and the case was closed on. Sorry, saying it's not working out too well.
I mean, just now that the case is closed, I mean, she's brought it into compliance. Let me just thank you. I understand you are doing. Everybody's doing their job, so I don't want to. Code enforcement is there. You just read the statement. All right.
Yes.
Let me just be courteous to the team. Council President Neal, do you have any questions or statement? The house has been
basically. The only thing in my mind was it done? And we're not in the business of making money per se. We spent a lot of money. We don't understand. There's reasons for that, because it affects not only your property, but the properties around you. Mm-hmm. The code inspectors are doing their job. This is what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. We're not meanies. Mm-hmm. We need to have it done. We're sympathetic to you. My question was, when I saw the pictures I took your letter right here, that you sent, what have you. Mm-hmm. So my only concern was that it would be kept done.
Oh, yeah.
Did the inspector do the right job? Yes, he did, and for the right reason. And I'm not interested at that point if I couldn't tell from your photograph. If it was done, I'm sorry, I'm going to uphold your view.
All right.
If I can make one correction, the case is active. My fault, I thought it was closed. It looks like the follow-up was 6:30. I am aware that it has been rectified. So I testified to my advice.
As long as it's rectified, that's that's the only thing.
I just wanted to correct that. Yeah. It is still active, but Matthew Layfield's on vacation.
Yeah.
So that's why the follow-up was during his vacation. So it will be closed out when he comes back.
Okay.
That's my thought.
I'm sorry. I did submit the pictures of the completed.
I couldn't tell.
Because it's just a downspout, so they're all black.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But the wet was not crisp.
Any questions?
I don't have any questions. Would you like to make a motion?
I'd make a motion to uphold the protest.
Yeah. It's been
motion made.
All right.
To uphold the appeal. Exactly.
Yes, basically to uphold the. Respondents to deny the penalty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I'll second that.
It's been properly moved and seconded that there will be, that the appeal is upheld. There's no penalty in this matter. Thank you all. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
You had a question.
No, I just wanted to give her this. This is Milford Housing Development Corporation. There's a, it's for Dover residents. So you may have, you know, some other small issues, and they do have funding available. I checked.
Okay, thank you.
That's
as long as it's exterior, so because they always
give us a list here.
You don't have to go in the street. Very familiar.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah, all right.
I was a state worker for years. Yeah. I'm very
well,
familiar.
Spread the word, please.
Do you realize that you brought out $100 million worth of talent today on a hot day?
Appreciate it.
Well, I'm not $100 million.
Wait,
I'm like,
I'm a claimant.
$100. Okay, sure. Yep. Yes. I was waiting there. If there be no other business, I entertain a motion to adjourn. Yes.
So moved. Second.
It's been properly moved. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
By consent, the motion carries.
Okay.